wc.ca/run-4-dewc for more information.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR.
These are the days of our lives.
It is Friday the 13th of July, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. From our studios, underlooking the Agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam Territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey Campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's too damn hot. It's the middle of July, and you can sure feel it out there. The sky is blue, the sun is shining, and I am cranky and miserable. Don't get off my lawn, you damn kids. Vancouver Folk Music Festival is going on at Jericho Park, and all kinds of other stuff going on, too. And we're just going to spend an hour playing some music, talk about some stuff going on, and hopefully give you a break. Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So we're going to kick off with a group that's friends of the show, and they're always sending us their stuff, and they're going to be performing tomorrow at the Railway Club. So pardon me, the Railway Stage and Beer Cafe. I'll never get used to that. Anyway, they're playing the Railway on Saturday night. It's We Found a Lovebird.
pick up our chins. Let's waltz right in. Let's pick up our feet and
so, yeah, we found a Lovebird. They're going to be playing the Railway tomorrow with guests The Enemy Feathers. We've got some new discs have arrived on the old CITR playlist. And so we're going to take a listen to some of the local releases that have come through from there and give you a quick rundown of what our reviewers have thought of them. The first is a local post-punk quartet called Dumb. They're on Mint Records, and we love Mint Records because it was started by CITR alumni. Dumb is they're described as a as I said, local post-punk quartet making jokes over Devo-ish fast-paced guitars about Gore-Tex vortexes, a mix of stoned love songs and fun summery post-punk. This is the first track on their album called Seeing Green. This is Rumio. Right there.
Hey, Rodeo. You want a feeling? Take it slow. It's done. Been fun. Forget it while you can. Time to be a better man. Better believe it. Or maybe leave it. Feels like a vortex. All covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tax. I want to be like you. Hey, other man. There's no weapon in my hand. Dead calls, strip malls. Hey, other guy. Feel the pride inside. My mind, I'm blind. I'm breathing, I bleed too. I'm pretty much see-through. And I got old blue. You.
That's Kubla Khan from their CD, One of These Days, and the song's called Sometimes. Another local band that's just put out a new release, and that's on their own label, Kubla Khan. Boy, that sounded like a disc jockey right now. Kubla Khan, gotta love that, yeah. I'm starting to wake up now. I have my coffee sort of halfway done. I had one of those moments. If you've ever been out on campus, you go to the blue chip cookie and coffee place there on the main floor of the student nest. Over at the cream station, there's a big sign that says, "Please don't unscrew the lid of the cream pitcher because it'll come apart and you'll have cream spread all over the top of the counter." And so I went up and I got my coffee and I went to pour the cream in, and someone didn't read the sign and they unscrewed the top, and a big splash of cream went all over the top of the counter. And so I'm going to smell like sour milk for the rest of the day. But that's not your problem. That's my problem. All right, let's play a couple more tracks here. Now, we've got two bands called Haven. One is called Red Haven, and they spell it H-A-V-E-N. And then we got another artist called Haven, or Havine, H-A-V-Y-N. And so we're going to play them back-to-back just for fun. Red Haven will be the first group we're going to hear from. They are described as a loungy infused rock group with impressive vocal performances from all, backed by complex swinging arrangements. A great pick for anyone who wants to feel like they're inside a dirty jazz lounge in a Baz Luhrmann movie. Well, that sounds like fun. And that'll be followed by Haven with a Y. And this is a Vancouver-inspired R&B pop. Haven's objective is to create honest music that acts as a bridge between spirituality and contemporary pop music. So we'll hear that after we hear this from Red Haven.
My body's moving in time. My heart is shaking. Is your heart just shaking with mine? My body's moving in time. My heart is shaking. Is your heart just shaking with mine? Well, I see buttercup.
You see heartache.
You got a black veil resting right across your face.
And I see life breathing in the downpour.
You got a cigarette lip sucking back for more. Can't explain.
You'll see a tragedy and losing all that we create.
I see a world turning.
I see them souls burning. We are everything, and this is where we became. This is what we be. This is what we be.
Don't you feel it?
My heart is shaking.
Your heart is shaking.
My body's moving in time. My heart is shaking. They got the medicine. Don't you? Don't you feel it? People, what they're preaching. Don't you? Don't you feel it? People, they got the medicine. Don't you? Don't you feel it? People, what they're preaching.
The 41st Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 13th to 15th. Experience the music of your world with artists from across North America and around the globe coming to make this the best weekend of your summer. Artists this year include the great Rye Cooter featuring the Hamiltones, the glorious Nico Case, the exciting Son Jarocho of Mexico's Son de Madeira, Rodney Crowell, Juno winners The Dead South, bluesman Guy Davis, Mozambique's Wazimbo and Banda Kakana, Alex Cuba, and many more. Come to the beach to hear a world of music and magic at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca. Come on down to the Rio Theater on July 14th to watch the 9th Annual Girls Rock Camp Vancouver Showcase. 8 magical bands will perform their exciting new songs they have written at camp that week. Doors are at 1:30 p.m. and the show is at 2:30. For more information about Girls Rock Camp, visit www.girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
You forgot the surfboards? How are we going to shred the gnarly waves now?
Well, I got just the replacement. I picked up some copies of Discorder instead.
Well, it looks like this surf day just got a whole lot better.
This extra special summer issue of Discorder features interviews with local punk rockers Lié, queer Métis fashion designer Evan Ducharme, and the hosts of CITR's Radio Pizza Party. There will also be an exclusive Bartholomew comic strip, short fiction by Mac Gordon, and a suggested summer reading list compiled by the staff of Massey Books. And of course, there will be reviews of the Music Waste and Sled Island Music Festivals, as well as podcasts, films, and more. Thank you to our advertisers Blueprint, Timber Concerts, The Cinematheque, Rickshaw Theater, Mint Records, Existential Festival, Current Symposium, Audiopile, and An Evening in Damascus.
We are taking a listen to some of the new releases that have come across our desk here at CITR, added to the playlist. But before we get back to the music, I just want to let you know about some stuff that's going on in the theater community. This weekend, there's a show going on at Pacific Theater, and it's called Heroine by Karen Bassett. And I'll just read you the quick summary here. Held entirely within a prison cell in 1722 Jamaica, two legendary pirates, Anne Bonny and Mary Read, have been captured and await the gallows. While one wishes only repentance, the other refuses to give up her life without a fight. An exploration of the human condition, Heroine dives into the lives of Anne and Mary while they are forced to unearth their past while facing their demise. When disguising oneself as a man is punishable by death, they compare their lives, cross-dressing among men, rising through rank or reputation, and how they handled their love lives and what being a real woman is supposed to mean. Clashing sword fights, brutal wrestling matches, and sharp-as-a-blade humor bring these historical figures to the stage to explore what life well-lived truly is. Wow. Got to go see that one. That's playing at the Pacific Theater. There's only three shows left, one tonight at 8, one tomorrow at 2, and then tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock, doing some great stuff over the summer as part of their apprenticeship program. So, yeah, you don't want to miss that one. This is going to be real good. Okay, we're going to hear a little jazz now. This is a local cellist named Peggy Lee. And her new CD is called Echo Painting. Yeah, so that's the Peggy Lee Ensemble and their new CD called Echo Painting. Holy smokes, what the heck was that? That's not supposed to happen yet. I've only been doing this for 40 years. I'll still figure it out how it goes. Let's see. Pacific Cinematheque's got a movie playing this weekend that I highly recommend if you're a big fan of silent comedy, really. Jacques Tati was a French filmmaker. He was most prolific in the 50s and 60s, especially with his character Monsieur Hulot. His most famous film was called Monsieur Hulot's Holiday, but he also did Jour de Fête and the play that the film that's running at Cinémathèque this on Sunday called Mon Oncle. It's lighthearted, it's fun, it's kind of absurd and subversive, but it's definitely a couple of hours worth checking in. It's playing Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, so you can bring the kids. It's definitely good for the youngsters as well as the oldsters. Everybody likes this movie. It's terrific. If you're 13 or under, you get free popcorn and a film club badge. Admission is only $6 for anyone age 13 or under, and $10 for everyone else. So, and as Jacques Tati said himself, I want children to have fun at the cinema as I did in the circus when I was little. One must create a truly festive climate, and Mon Oncle is definitely a truly festive film. So, definitely comes highly recommended from this corner right here. Some other stuff for the grown-ups. There's some great improv stuff that's happening this weekend. There's one at the Havana tonight at 7:30. It's also playing tomorrow night. It's called Prototype 2.0. It's from Instant Theater. They're proud to present a festival of wild, crazy, and inventive improv formats, taking the best ideas from their company and the Vancouver comedy community. Prototype 2.0 promises a show that shows that have never been seen before and will never be seen again. They've been running all week, and they're closing tomorrow night. So there's a show tonight and tomorrow night. The themes that are going to be explored at the 7:30 show tonight: educational shorts, an awards show, and a thing called Grumpy. And then there's another one at 9 o'clock called Unbingeworthy. Tomorrow night they'll be looking at things like Shoulda Seen, educational shorts, Univestments, Masterpiece, all kinds of crazy stuff. So that's at the Havana on Commercial Drive. It's super cheap. $11.06 is how much it costs. You can get tickets at eventbrite.ca or go to Vancouver Instant Theater to find out more about that. And then at Little Mountain Gallery at 26th and Main, the Little Mountain Comedy Department are doing a couple of shows. One is called She. It's improvised comedy inspired by Archie comics with the genders reversed. So instead of Archie, we got She. And She is stuck in a pickle. She has to choose between her two biggest crushes, the guy next door, Benny, or the rich, distinguished Ronnie, in addition to dealing with the sexy high-drama murder mystery that swept the town of Riverdale. So it's sketch comedy based and inspired by Archie comics and the TV show Riverdale, with a little gender-swapping take on the classic Archie characters to shake things up and present a fun, hilarious, interesting take on something everybody grew up with. So that's going on tonight at Little Mountain Gallery, 26th and Main. Doors open at 7:30. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $10 at the door. You can get them cheaper online. And then the late show at Middle Mountain is called Missed Connections. And this is inspired by Craigslist. Here's the pitch. Because sometimes that first impression needs a second chance. Ever wondered what would have happened if you made that connection on the train with the person across the aisle, if the waiter who winked at you was still there when you got back to your table, if you did make it to the top of the Eiffel Tower by midnight? What would have happened? The improvisers will read real Craigslist misconnection ads and take it from there. If you share your misconnection, you can watch what you always wondered what could have happened come to life on stage. So that's going on tonight at 10:30 at the Little Mountain Gallery, and tickets for that are $15. And one more thing It's our friends from Geekenders who always put on a great show. And tomorrow night, they're doing Disney karaoke at La Fontana Cafe, which is on Burnaby Heights? Yeah, in the Heights, 3701 East Hastings Street in Burnaby. And this is Disney karaoke, and it's exactly what you think it is. Disney songs all night, Disney games and prizes. There'll be a contest for best dressed audience member, and a lot of your favorite Geekender characters and performers will be there to help you along, and hosted by the amazing Trixie Hobbitses. So that's, as I said, at La Fontana Cafe at 3701 East Hastings in Burnaby tomorrow night, Saturday. And let's see, tickets are at Brown Paper Tickets. I don't have a price listed here, but you can go to Geekenders or go to their Facebook page and find out more about that. Now, last week we played a track from this CD, and this is an artist that we interviewed as a filmmaker about 6 months ago. Actually, more than that, back in October. Her name is Alanis Obobsawin, and she's been making movies about the First Nations experience in this country for over 50 years. And but she's also a singer and a songwriter and a musical performer as well. And she's put out a collection of some of the things that she's recorded over the years. The CD is called Bush Lady, and this is the title track. This is Alanis Obobsawin and Bush Lady.
Make love? Love? Hey ho, hey ho 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 ho. Love. Hey. ho, hey ho 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 ho. Hey, bush lady, you got a big belly. Did you hear that bush lady? Why, she got a blonde baby, you know. Hey ho, hey ho ho, hey ho ho, hey ho ho.
Like the sound of your own voice? Are you a student that has a lot to say about the University of British Columbia?
If so, there is a place for you.
The UBC Affairs Collective is a brand new collective at CITR 101.9 FM that brings students together to cover campus news, including research developments, arts and culture, live discussions, and lots more.
The Collective produces a weekly radio show, the UBC Happy Hour, that airs every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. You can find all the episodes podcasted online at citr.ca.
Send an email to ubcaffairs@citr.ca if you'd like to get involved. No prior radio experience is necessary.
Support the women of the Downtown East Side and spring into the Scotiabank Charity Challenge on June 24th. Join the Downtown East Side Women's Center in crowdsourcing funds and spreading awareness of their organization, which provides safe space, emergency shelter, basic essentials, and a continuum of support to marginalized women. Go to www.dewc.ca/run-4-dewc for more information.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
What else is going on? I got rid of that. Okay, it's time now for the Dave Radio Call Board. featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. The Stratford Festival is still looking for an assistant director for one of their plays in the 2019 season. You can deadline for application on that is August the 7th, and you can find out more at stratfordfestival.ca/Langham Workshop. The Shaw Festival in Niagara Lake, Ontario, is holding general auditions for their 2019 season. That will be in Toronto, August 20th to 30th. And you can email your applications to shawfest.com/about/careers. The AWC Masterclass is happening this weekend. Registration deadline is today. The workshop starts tomorrow. It's Deborah Aquila Masterclass benefiting the AFC. This will enable you to be fully present, delivering an alive, spontaneous, and memorable performance. Using Alder techniques, strict attention will be paid to specificity. Finally got that right. And creating fully realized characters. Actors will be given material beforehand in preparation for the intensive, including full scripts. It's not about the tricks. It's about the craft. If you are a member of Equity, it costs you $375 U.S. And if you're not a member of Equity, it's $475 U.S. All the proceeds will be donated to the AFC, the Actors Fund of Canada. And if you want to get involved, you can contact Michael Vancouver at awcmasterclass.com. We got another Fringe Festival audition. This is for the Green Room Theater Camp. They're doing a 30-minute one-act by Ian Quicken called Cado, C-A-D-O. The story of your typical mom-pa orchard struggling to stay afloat. They prayed for a savior, and the devil's lettuce came to the rescue. The audition is tomorrow at Vancouver Film School, 198 West Hastings, room 602. Looking for three males, one female. And if you want to find out more, contact Ian at Ian Quicken. iankuiken@gmail.com. Emerald Pig holding their auditions for Tony and Tina's wedding tomorrow at the Pitt Meadows Recreation Center. Looking for 15 men and 11 women. Improv or interactive theater experience is an asset, but by no means required. The production itself is happening in October from the 25th to the 4th in Pitt Meadows. And if you're not familiar with Tony and Tina's Wedding, it's a comedy that's staged as an actual wedding, where the audience becomes part of the show. You might be sitting next to another paying customer, or you might be sitting next to an actor who's playing a part as a member of the wedding. But you get to go to the ceremony, you get to go to the dinner afterwards, and you get to watch the story unfold around you. So that's happening at the Pitt Meadows Rec Center tomorrow. Contact Emerald Pig Theater to find out more about that. And as I mentioned before, we talked to Rebecca Walters from Ensemble Theater last week, and she's going to be directing a play at Metro Theater in October. It's called Busybody by Jack Popplewell. It's what Metro Theater does best. It's a crazy British comedy with a bit of a murder mystery mixed in as well. And looking for four female, four male characters of various ages and abilities. And the auditions are happening at the end of the month, July 30th and August 1st at Metro Theater, which is at the south end of Granville Street, 1370 Southwest Marine Drive. And you can go to their website, metrotheater.com, to find out more about that. And our last one here is about opera. Opera Mariposa is looking for singers for a sassy new production of Mozart's Cose fan tutti. That audition is happening in August 5th at the Carousel Theater on Granville Island. They're auditioning artists for all roles, but they're not looking for a chorus at the moment. They're looking for principals. So you can, let's see, the production itself is happening in November at the Marpole United Church. The auditions are happening on the August 5th. They do want you to apply by August 1st, and you can submit your headset and resume to Opera Mariposa, which is OperaMariposa @gmail.com. And if you want to audition but you're not available on the 5th, they will accept remote auditions. You can email a recording along with a headshot and resume. And the deadline for the digital audition is Saturday, August 4th. And if you want to find out more about that, you can go to their website, operamariposa.com. And if you want details on these or any other audition notices, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. Now, some friends of the show called Ardent Tribe are doing a show at the Elements Casino in Surrey tomorrow night, along with a couple of other great bands. So lots of dancing, drinking, games, fun, all kinds of stuff. Listen to some classic soul and some world beat music from Ardent Tribe. And if you haven't heard them before, this is what they sound like. And just a reminder that this weekend it's opening nights for Ensemble Theater Company. Last night was the opening for Dark Road. And then we've got, let's see, who's opening tonight? Followed by Few Good Men is tonight. That's right. And then Beauty Queen of Leilani tomorrow night. So that's at the Jericho Arts Center. I have to say that it's tough to open at the Jericho Arts Center the same weekend that the Vancouver Folk Music Festival is going on because you're fighting for parking. So if you can find an alternate way to get down there without having to find a place to park, you'd be well advised. But it's definitely worth it heading on down there. Ensemble Theater Company, as we mentioned last week with Rebecca Walters, it's a local theater company that presents three plays in repertory. That means that tonight it's Few Good Men, tomorrow night it's Beauty Queen of Leilani, and then on Sunday it's Dark Road again, and then it just rotates that way up until, when is it, the 20th of August. And great, amazing cast of actors. Some of the best local performers in town, and some really solid choices in directing and in designing. And it's a really worthwhile experience for a relatively cheap price. You know, it's pretty easy to get in there. And so, definitely recommend you checking out Ensemble Theater this season. Like I said, three really strong plays. They have a festival pass. You can get all three plays for only $80. And you can find out more by going to their website, which is ensembletheater.ca, I think. Yes, ensembletheatercompany.ca. So check them out. And that's it. We survived another Friday. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And please like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're at CITR Dave Radio. And if you missed any or all of today's show, you want to relive glorious moments in the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And oh my goodness, I forgot to mention the Jesse Awards are coming up Monday night at the Bard on the Beach main stage. This year's nominees will be, these year's awards will be handed out, the Jesse Richardson Awards for Local Theater, Excellence in Local Theater. Lots of friends of the show are nominated for that. If I had remembered in time, I would have given you the list, but you know who they are. Some great folks, well-deserving, and looking forward to seeing who picks up the trophies this year. So stick around, because on the radio, we got Audrey coming up next, and then she'll be followed by Bepi Crespin at 2 o'clock, and the amazing, unbelievable, never-ending, can't keep them down, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.